This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah, we did.
I had a big update today, and every time I have a big update on my computer, it resets my microphone and my headphone, my output, so I got to change it. I just got to remember that.
Yeah, you do. And see, at first, as in when you said you had a big update, that was like your code for taking a big shit. I'm glad you clarified.
Woo! Nope. No big shits, man. No big shits. I'll tell you, though, I ran out of wine. And I found a bottle of vodka in the freezer, so I'm drinking vodka cranberries, and they're delicious.
I wanted to get something to drink for tonight, but like we literally didn't get home until like 8 p.m. We were gone all damn day. Sam had a dentist appointment at 9:15, so we left here at like 8:45. And then we went from there, we got like, I guess like an early lunch, basically. And then we went to Fort Knox, which, by the way, is the first Fort Knox. So most people are probably more familiar with the place that like holds all the country's gold. Mm-hmm. Well, that was not the first Fort Knox. The first Fort Knox is in Maine, and it's pretty badass, and it's haunted.
Really?
Yep.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, so we went there, and it was pretty awesome. Sam loved it. It's the biggest fort I've been to. Most of the forts I've been to have actually been fairly small. Like, there's, like, kind of one building to go into, but this one is pretty damn big. Plus, it has the world's tallest observatory.
Huh, really?
Yep.
Nice. That's cool, man. That's cool.
And that's at least somewhat true. I may be jumbling some facts. I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to throw it out there. I may be jumbling something. So somebody's listening, and they're like, no, the world's tallest blah, blah, blah. I don't care. It's the world's something, and it's the something else in the country. I don't know. It's there aren't a lot of observatories as tall. The lady there was telling us about it, but maybe it's the, I don't know. I'm too tired to remember now.
You just made something up.
I didn't make something up. At the most, I mixed facts together.
So you're a liar.
No, I'm not a liar. I'm haphazard. Yes,
Paul's a liar.
Dangerously so.
Nope. Episode title.
Man, I'm gonna go back to just watching this Dodgers game. Chicago hit a home run.
No one cares. Nope.
That's their moment of getting the hopes up for the game.
Stop
and now they're
it.
Gonna lose.
Nope. Paul, you even ruined my advertising. I just went to this website, and I never get these kind of ads. But I go on this website, and the first ad on this website is great-tasting gluten-free pasta.
That's such a misnomer, because pasta sucks anyways, and you make it gluten-free, and it's even worse. Ronnie sent me a message today that said, gluten-free pizza tastes nasty. So I was like, how am I going to respond to this? So I just responded with, that's our word.
I've had gluten-free pizza. It's not that bad.
It all depends on what you get.
I mean it was like flat prep, whatever they're called. You know, the flat pizza.
Yeah, gluten-free pizza should be thin crust.
Yeah.
Because gluten-free anything is better if it's crunchy or crispy. So, like, for example, gluten-free, like, Oreo-type cookies, kick ass. Gluten-free something is supposed to be soft? The fuck is wrong with you? Like, that's... No, stay away from that shit.
You know, I bet you can make, like, a doughy pizza with chia seeds. Chia. This episode of the Valley Essential Podcast brought to you by the Chia Pet. Bringing joy to kids' lives since 1973.
Did you see that whole Twitter thread?
The one about me eating chia pudding?
Oh my goodness.
It was great.
I can't even say everything that was in that thread. If you want to know what happened in that thread, you got to go and follow us on Twitter and then dig and find it. Oh my goodness, that was quite something.
I don't know why it became a thing, dude. Like, you eat chia pudding, I eat chia pudding. Like, what the fuck's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. I don't remember how it came up. Oh, I remember, because Nick wanted to talk about pooping on Nerdy Legion.
So oh, I said, yes.
And you said something about how you poop too quick, and I said it's because of the chia seeds you eat, which is true.
It is true.
Like, chia seeds will make you poop.
Yep.
You know, maybe I shouldn't go here, because Nick's going to get all pissed off that, like, I'm still in his topic right now, because he seemed very eager to talk about it. While we're on that subject, I have never heard Daryl tell an interesting story, so that is bullshit, Daryl. You're interesting to talk to. I have not once heard you tell an interesting story, so, yeah.
Oh, Daryl. Daryl's the best.
Yeah, Daryl's great, but it might just be coincidence, but I swear, like, every podcast I'm on with him, it's like I'm talking on the phone with my dad. I hear the same stories. Same damn things every damn time.
It's funny, too, because when Ronnie tweeted out that Amy's going to be on Open Bar as a regular, like, Daryl chimed in, and she kept on doing, like, the eye roll memes. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then she made fun of his stories.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love Amy. Amy's my buddy.
Yep. See, we're completing the diversity on Open Bar, and now there's even going to be a female Open Bar host. It's amazing.
And see, that's just good, because that'll be all the more people to like to run Ronnie off of it for all of his hate. Asterix, Ronnie doesn't actually hate people.
He doesn't. We just make fun of him because people say he does. Anyways, we should start the show, Paul. We have a lot of questions to get through. Well, I mean, we have. But, you know, we have 140, this will be our 146th episode of this here Valiant Central podcast. And we have done an intro.
As in the tradition of every great thing that has lasted a long time, when we get close to a milestone, we tread water with an episode full of bullshit questions or clips or something like that. So that is what we're doing, which I am super excited about. Thank you, Mike Myers, for delivering what so many people fail to do. We ask for questions, and we get bullshit. Like, what's going on with Jack vs. Valiant Universe? Nobody cares. We literally talked about that already. And so...
No. To be fair, we didn't talk about this particular thing.
Maybe. But so we could talk about what the specific question was. But here's the thing. If somebody says, tell me why I should care... It's not because you don't care, it's because you want to care. So don't act like you don't. So if you don't care, you don't ask a fucking question about it anymore.
Lies!
You don't care.
You're a liar.
That's how that works. So if you're saying, no, I don't care, tell me why I should. It's like when you're in a bad relationship, but you just, you like the sex too much. So you're out of tell me why I should give you another chance. Like, you're trying to talk yourself into it because you know you want something that's bad for you.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
I have that conversation with dairy products on a regular basis. Cheese.
Cheese.
Why should I give you another chance, cheese?
I love cheese. Cheese is my favorite.
Yeah, pretty much everything is out to kill me these days. Get this. So today, you want to know my new level of being risky with what I'm eating?
Uh-oh.
I ate potatoes today. That's what it is. Potatoes is on my questionable list. I got to say, though, I was totally fine, which was good, because, like, it's in the same family of stuff that will make me feel immensely worse than what potatoes apparently do, but I think it's one of those things, like, it's an allergy thing, so if I get too much in my system, like, it'll... I think potatoes will make me kind of headachy if I got too much of the allergy in my system, whereas, you know, like, other aspects of it, like cayenne pepper, will just make me feel like shit for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't sleep.
My wife wants me to do a. We watch. So Reagan watches a lot of YouTube, right? She's your oldest. She's just turned 14. She watches a lot of YouTube, and one of the shows that she watches is Rhett and Link. It's called Good Mythical Morning, and the hosts are Rhett and Link. They're from North Carolina. And actually, for her birthday, she got tickets, so we're going to go see them live, I think in Atlanta. Anyways, they always do, like, food challenges, and they had, like, 3 or 4 different hot pepper challenges. So now my wife wants me to do a hot pepper challenge. Ain't going to happen. Unless our Patreons want me to do one, then I'll do one live on air. We'll Twitch it. We'll live stream it.
Yeah, I'm going to say that that will be something that we do when we get up to, say, 10 Patreons. That's only 4 more Patreons.
3, because we have a new one.
We got a new one? Woo!
Woo! So, all right, fine, we'll do that.
I need more Patreons. So, do you know what trade paperback I got thanks to our patronage?
Do tell.
I got Rapture.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Very and I gotta nice. Say, you know what's nice is seeing it without a big ass water stamp in the middle. Not only that, on my phone.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
7 patrons. Look at that.
Let's just thank our patrons off the top.
Let's do it.
Of course, we have JL, Mike C, Travis W, Michael S, Maloa's acting up, and Julian F, and of course our newest patron. Double patron, Justin E. and Rowan R. We know those people. We should talk to Rowan R. about a sponsorship for this podcast. I hear that these folks have connections.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
You should also tell me who the hell that is offline.
Oh, you know who it is.
I probably do, but I'm very tired. I was not joking when I said I'm very tired.
You're not thinking hard enough. This should be an easy one. Anyway, so thanks to our patrons and our new patrons. And I finally released our Gotham. It's like I can't talk whenever I say this title, Paul.
Yeah, Gotham by Gaslight.
Yeah. Anyways, I finally put that out, what Paul just said. And I think people liked it, Paul. I know. We had our buddy Travis commented on it on Twitter.
Yeah, and he also shared it on our Facebook group, which you wouldn't know because you don't go there anymore.
I don't do Facebook.
It's great because I talk shit about you on there.
Great,
the people love it.
Awesome.
He posted about the there's a Mike Mignola selling Comixology.
Oh, that's right.
Which relates to the Gotham by Gaslight. Mike Mignola did the artwork on that.
He sure did.
Yeah, so that's that.
Anyways, that just came out, and then I think Paul and I are going to be doing a couple more for this month. And Paul, we need to start planning ahead, because part of our Patreon page says that we're going to be doing a Patreon hangout like once a month. So we need to plan that to do our first Patreon hangout in November, where the patrons can come on the podcast and chat with us.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Anyways, awesome. If you haven't realized it yet, this is the Valiant Central Podcast. Paul, did you know that?
It is the Valiant Central Podcast. I could tell because I could hear your family in the background because they won't shut up.
Yes. They do that.
They're shouting and stuff.
Shameful family. Anyways, Valiant Central Podcast, this is episode 146. And yes, Paul is correct. We are stalling for time for the next several episodes. So this is a Q&A episode. And then the next 3 episodes will be clip shows. There won't be any new content. It's just going to be clip shows.
We're just going to rearrange the questions and answers from this episode in different configurations.
That way we can get to 150 and then we can quit. Because I don't know if you heard this, Paul, but I'm quitting Valiant Comics. Did you hear about this?
I've heard about it for a few years.
No, you know about this because you were in on this conversation. But apparently, somebody, I can't remember who it was, asked Dinesh, and tagged me in it. I don't know why they didn't tag you in it, but they tagged me in it. And said, Dinesh, when is Psylords coming out? And of course, I chimed in because, of course, I'm very anxious because I've been hearing about Psylords for what, like 3 years now, 2 years, 3 years. And so Dinesh's answer was, when Martin quits reading Valiant Comics, we'll put Psylords out. So I'm taking one for the team, Paul. I'm taking one for the team, and I'm quitting Valiant Comics just so everybody else can get Psylords.
I did kind of forget about that because then it got tied into the Dodgers winning the World Series.
Yeah, then it got boring, and I didn't care about it anymore.
Well, then I got upset because they were playing with my emotions. And I was like, yeah, you know, it was a Travis said that that if the Dodgers win the World Series, then we get an official date. And but then Dinesh said, well, if the Dodgers lose the World Series, then Travis has to buy you all the variants for for Psylords.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whoa, let's slow this down here right now. Mm-hmm. The important thing is we're focused on the Dodgers winning the World Series.
Yeah, no one cares. So, that's the big announcement for this week. That's all the Valiant news for this week. Martin quits Valiant.
Yeah, we've had that news. That is like just as bad as saying that Valiant Versus is coming out. I mean, we've been hearing that news forever, too.
Oh, are you segueing into our new segment?
Sure.
Ask Martin and Paul the question? That's a terrible title for a segment.
That's terrible. You know what's a better one? Is this or that. And then right here we should have a little clip of Black Sheep going, this, or you can get with that. Like, I think that'd be pretty great. Except we let it go a little bit longer and get to the, like, you know, the engine number 9. You know, keep on from there.
Ah, yes. That's good, Paul. That's good. If you have no idea what Paul's talking about, go to nerdlegion.com/episode/N as in Nigel, L as in Larry, -120, and listen to the Nerd Legion podcast episode 120, where Nick and I play this or that. And it was amazing. So, yeah, we're kind of playing this or that today. And I know we're going to tackle your favorite topic, Paul. Ninjak versus the Valiant Universe.
Can we get that over with first?
All right, we're doing that right now. Our buddy Rob wants to know, can you please interpret the Ninjak-verse solicitation for January in relation to the possible existence of a web series? So,
no, that's
yes,
the answer.
I'm going to do it right now. So,
damn it.
For people that don't know, solicits came out yesterday for January 2018, and the first thing of the solicit is Ninjak-verse Valiant Universe number 1 of 4. The book is written by Elliot Rahal, which you and I both like. He did that awesome Archer and Armstrong one-shot, The Escape from Gulag. Art by Joe Bennett, who is freaking amazing, and it's too bad that his Superwoman book got canceled by DC because it's freaking good.
I thought he was amazing at freaking. I've been way off base this whole time.
Oh, God. Anyways, that's the creative team, and I looked at the solicit, and it looks like they're just kind of telling the whole plot of the web series in a 4-issue mini. So, my interpretation. Ninjak vs. Valiant Universe was already supposed to be announced. Full trailer out. We already talked about this last episode. We're not going to dive into it now. The miniseries was announced like a couple months ago, if I remember correctly. So this is not anything new. So I don't think that the mini is coming out because the web series is never coming out. I'm not saying that. This cover's cool. But my interpretation is this is supposed to be some kind of tie-in so that all the Power Rangers fans and whoever else that is getting excited about Ninjak-verse will want to read this comic. That's my interpretation. I don't think there's anything nefarious here. It's just a fucking comic, bros.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure what it was is the web series was supposed to come out. And it was supposed to be followed by the comic. The comic, like, it's not new news. It wasn't, like, really strongly pushed news or anything. But, like, we already knew that this was coming out.
Yep.
And I think that the web series got tied up in legal issues, which you could probably point the finger at Sony for because you know, if Sony owns the licensing for the properties for, you know, I'm sure it's not like they just own it for movies. I'm sure the way that it's worded is, you know, it's pretty all inclusive for any kind of visual medium or, you know, live action media. I don't know. Something that's going to be more inclusive than just saying movies. And regardless of whether it would hurt them or help them or whatever, like, if you own a property, you tell everybody else to fuck off. And that's probably kind of what's happening. Is somebody's like, no, I don't give a fuck what you want. We're not doing this shit. And mm-hmm. so there's legal shit, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think the only takeaway here is that, like, you can be irritated with Valiant for overhyping it before there was something to deliver that they knew could be delivered. But, you know, I mean, whatever. If you're hyped about your product and you're always, you know, you're always going to hype it up. I mean, that's... You can't expect Dinesh to not be Dinesh. If Dinesh wasn't Dinesh, we wouldn't have the stuff that we have anyways. So maybe, you know, maybe everybody should put it in perspective and, you know... Like I said, if you're still crying about it, it's because you want it, so quit acting like you don't.
Well, and to go with that, Chris Campbell of the defunct Valiant podcast, rest in peace.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all they do now is they take our sloppy seconds and re-release them. Because it's like, we have Eric Heiser, and then like a week later, it's like, here's Eric Heiser, don't mind the really bad dubbing.
They just take our audio and have Daryl asking questions. Oh, that's awesome. Chris Campbell wants to know, and this is a follow-up to Rob because he replied to Rob. And can you tell me why I should still effing care? I called cock tease. Listen.
Yeah.
You want to talk about cock tease?
That's specifically what I was talking about.
I'm pretty sure this is the man pushing a book that is terrible because his friend writes it. So, Mr. Campbell, you're the cock tease, I say. Your Honor, arrest my case.
Which one of them referred to said writer as the modern-day Alan Moore? It was either Daryl or Chris.
Yeah, that's one of the two. That's because they're all best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now I'm going to get messages from Daryl. Oh, I don't like it because it's my friend. Okay, that's fine. Listen, it's a podcast, bro. Okay, we're trying to entertain people here. Okay, I know that's not why you like the book, okay? Let's just make that clear. Now that you ruined the joke, Daryl, let's go with some more questions.
Let's go to the one good thing that still exists from the Valiant podcast. Mike Myers. A bevy of wonderful questions.
Not only a bevy of wonderful questions, he's just a bevy of wonderful person. Because here's the thing. Yeah. There's a lot of times we'll ask for questions. We'll get, like, some people asking questions. Tonight we didn't get very many. I was surprised. Usually we get, like, at least 5 or 6 questions from different people. Tonight it was Rob. Thank you, Rob. And Chris trolling. Thank you, Chris. And then Mike jumped in and asked a plethora of questions. Some of them are really quite good. Some of them are, of course, a kind of a joke, but that's okay. So where do you want to start? How much moonshine can they create in a corn silo? Listen, you want to find out? Go listen to the Legion podcast. I talk about that in the last episode. Let me tell you, many, many gallons of moonshine drip down the walls of corn silos. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you don't live in the South, and that's okay. All right, I'll let you pick the first one, Paul.
Pick the first one from what? I got nothing in front of me. Just read me a question.
Oh, my God. All right, I'll pick one of my favorites. Why do a lot of Valiant fans constrict their sphincter and put their pinky in the air when talking about Renegades?
Well, you know, okay, so I'm going to answer this question. And this is 100% a matter of fact. There is no disputing any of this that I'm completely making up as I go, but it's definitely 100% true and factual. It's clearly because Renegade, no S at the end.
No S.
Renegade. It is the classiest thing being put out by Valiant ever. That's why the pinky in the air, the tense sphincter, that's what you do when stuff is classy, right?
It's true.
Like, you know, you get all proper. You go from using just regular mustard to using Grey Poupon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right? A little bit of that.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
That's what this comic is bringing to us. Is just, you know, some real proper classy ass shit.
And of course, if you want to get information on classy, I mean, you're on the right podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we're the classiest.
Rafer clearly is the classiest writer that has ever written words. I mean, it's just, that's a matter of fact. I mean, look at his fondness for cats. That's clearly classy.
Classy.
He realizes they lick their own assholes to keep them clean. He realizes that, you know, if you're hungry, why wait? Have a Snickers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't mess around. You have to keep yourself properly nourished to stay classy. So, you know, that's honestly why people get like that. You gotta be classy. You gotta be ready to be classy. I think the real problem is that some people, they're trying real hard to be classy, and, they're just not used to it. So, you know, they miss, you know, and it comes off in a lot of other ways, you know, like being an asshole, or, it comes off like, being a douchebag, or a dick even, you know, so that's really where it is. People are trying, but ultimately people just need to realize that, don't try to be classy. Absorb the classiness. Be yourself. But just, you know, you absorb the classiness, you read the classiness, it'll all come together.
Yeah, just listen to this podcast and you'll be super classy.
Yeah, that's how I get classy. I just loop like 5 seconds of my vocal and listen to it 24 hours a day.
Hey, speaking of classy, do you think Hirata grooms his pubic hair? I don't think Hirata grooms it. I think he goes all natural.
I think that this question is highly disturbing, which is why it will be the zero issue of Imperium.
Ooh! Is that the return of Josh Dysart?
Clearly, yeah. I mean, and if anybody's going to write about pubic hair, you know Josh Dysart's going to write about pubic hair.
Love it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the sex issue where Hirata hooks up with the Angela vessel.
Yeah, don't let that Dysart fool you. He writes some amazing comics dealing with some very serious topics. But in real life, I'm looking at you, Josh Dysart. I know what's up. We can't tell stories, but we know what's up. All right, let's go to the next question.
Quick caveat. Male pubic hair should never be talked about. It's just disgusting. Everything in that region, when it's male, it's just gross. Like, gross. It has no business being talked about. Men are pretty disgusting. I don't know if you realize this.
God, yeah. We are gross.
The ladies are lovely. Men are disgusting.
Ladies smell like roses. Gentlemen smell like butthole and funnel cakes. All right, what valiant character deserves the next beer, and what type of beer should it be? This is an easy one for me. Do you have one already in mind? Because I do.
Well, go ahead and go with yours first.
So I would pick Roku to have the next beer, and of course it would be an Irish Red, which, by the way, just happens to be one of my favorite types of beer.
No joke, that's literally what I was going to say.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
See, great minds think alike, bro. Let me tell you a story, too. So, for Reagan's birthday a couple weeks ago, we went to Dave and Buster's.
You got her an Irish Red that's probably a little inappropriate for a
14-year-old. No, I didn't get her beer. But my wife said, hey, do you want me to get you something? She was going to go to the bar and get a beer. And I said, yeah, get me a beer. She's like, well, what do you want? I said, I don't care, just get me something. She's like, well, pick something. I said, I don't think they have Killian's, but ask them if they have anything like Killian's, some kind of Irish Red. So she goes up there. I went to the bathroom. I come out. She comes back and hands me, what the hell was it? I can't remember now. But it was like a fucking woodchuck, dude. What's that other cider that's like super popular?
What, Angry Orchard?
Angry Orchard. It was an Angry Orchard on draft. And I was like, what'd you get me? She's like, I don't know. They gave me this. And I smelled it. I was like, This is cider.
I'm not gonna lie, 100% on you, dude. Be specific or you get what you did not ask for.
That was pretty specific. If they don't have Killian's, some kind of Irish red.
You were at adult Chuck E. fucking Cheese. Like, you do not leave it up to them. You say, give me that one right there, and you get what you wanted. You do not leave the choices up to them.
Yeah, I guess that is my bad. Anyways, next question.
Well, before we move on, important thing to mention about Chuck E. Cheese, and do they have this at Dave & Buster's? It's they have the games, right? You play the games, you get the tickets, you redeem it for the prizes.
Yep.
Do they have the one where you throw footballs through the holes?
Yes.
Love that shit.
Yeah, it's awesome. Love that shit. That's awesome.
I want to play that right now.
They've got that one, the basketball one, there's a soccer one.
Yeah, basketball one's always great. Yeah, the basketball those are easier to find, though. The football one's harder to find. You don't see that everywhere.
You don't. Oh, they have a bags one. Some places they call it cornhole. I don't know what you guys call it in Maine, if you guys even ever heard of it. It's like a wooden plank with a hole at the top, and you throw, like, sandbags or beanbags.
Oh, my God. There's so many jokes just, like, all lined up right here. There's too many for me.
Anyways.
Wooden planks, your cornhole. Oh, my God. Just
down
too much,
down south, it's called cornhole.
I know.
Other places, it's called bags. Okay. I don't know what the Yanks call it, but it's cornhole.
It's a board that has holes in it. You throw a fucking, like, hacky sack through it, basically.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
A little beanbag sack.
Well, anyways, Dave & Buster has one, but it's electronic. And so it, like, has a conveyor belt that, like, brings you all the beanbags. And you just fucking chuck them. There's, like, a rotating disc at the top with three holes. And you, like, chuck them, and if you get them in the same hole in a row, you get, like, multiple points. And then, like, there's different colored holes that each give you different
points. More jokes. There's too many jokes out of this. Oh, my God.
It is the best thing ever. Zoe and I played it. Oh, my God. We spent, like, $30 just on the freaking cornhole machine.
Yeah, no, that game sounds pretty awesome. They have skee-ball, right?
I mean, of course they got skee-ball.
Yeah, man, you know what's the best is when you just, like, you get money on skee ball, and you just, like, you get it perfect, and you hit that fucking 100 up in the corner over and over and over again.
Yep.
That is the shit. Yep. Okay, next question.
All right, next question. If you were both single and had to use a pickup line at a bar when trying to break the ice with Livewire, what do you say?
So I always have problems with questions like these because I have literally never tried to pick up on somebody in my life.
Well, yeah, because you've been with your wife for, like, eternity.
Well, we started dating when I was 21, like, just before my 22nd birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, I have literally never picked up on anybody. Like, we started dating by being friends and hanging out and then it turning into dating. So I do not have any experience with picking up on anybody. I did go to, well, it wasn't a bar, it was a pool hall, but essentially a bar that I went to before I started dating her, but I didn't go there to pick up on people. I went there to play pool. I thought about this nonetheless, and there's a clear path for me here that it would either be 100% hit or 100% miss. But either way, you wouldn't be a douchebag like most people trying to pick up on somebody would be. So you go with yours first, though, because I have a very defined answer here.
I don't have one yet, so you go ahead.
Oh, well, it's really easy. I would go up, and I would show her my calculator watch in which I typed the word hello with numbers. If that doesn't win her over, it's fucking technology. It's a computer. I'm talking to her with a computer.
All right, well, very simply, you know what? In that case, you just...
straight to the heart, or I just nerded myself right out of the fucking bar.
You just spurred an idea, then. What I would do is I would bring out my cell phone, I would open up the calculator app, and I would type 8005, or what is it? 80085.
No, see, that's the follow-up. Like, if the hello works, then you try to, okay, can I get to second base here? And then you go with the booms.
No, listen, here's the thing. With Livewire, that wouldn't work, dude. She's Livewire. She can, like, immediately do, like, your whole Google search history, like, your Facebook profile. See, with me, she's SOL. I don't have Facebook. I don't use Google. So good luck, Livewire. But for everybody else, she would have like all that instantly. You don't need to do an icebreaker, dude. You just go right in, okay, and see how it goes.
Dude, that's why I said calculator watch, not cell phone.
Well, you know, who the hell carries a calculator watch around?
Clearly I would be in that case.
Oh, Paul. Paul. Anyway, so yeah, that's what I would do. There's no need for pickup lines, dude. Livewire knows everything about you before you go up to her. So just, you know what? Go right to the second step. Okay? Immediately to third base, Paul. You are going to be in the next Secret Weapons book. What is your lame power and your code name? All right. Well, I mean, this one's easy for me. For people that listen to me on the Nerd Legion podcast, my lame code name would be Boxo. And my lame superpower is to magically teleport every drop of wine out of my wine box. Boxo. With two X's. B-O-X-X-O.
I'm never good at name development, but I decided that my power would be that I could temporarily turn something invisible.
Mm.
I couldn't un-invisible it. Like, it'll return to normal at some point, but I could just...
Oh, shit. That's actually... that's pretty awesome.
I'd be the invisibler. And everybody would have trouble saying my damn name.
That is a terrible code name, but that's a pretty sweet power.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta be creative with it, too, because, like, yeah, I could, you know, if somebody's gonna shoot me with a gun, I can invisible the gun, but they still have the gun, it's just invisible. So they're confused for a minute, so then I have to do something else. So, you know, then, like, I would invisible the next step they were gonna step on, so they trip and fall. You know, I mean, it's just all kinds of stuff you could do.
No, I like it.
Gotta be clever with it.
I like it, that's good. That seems really useful, Paul. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I figured out how to use it, but when I first discovered it, of course, I didn't know how to use it.
Mm.
When I first discovered it, it was more like the movie Zapped, if you've ever seen that.
Nope.
Crazy hijinks. Yeah, go watch it. It's like Scott Baio, I think.
Hmm.
It's 80s, terrible, terrible 80s movie.
Interesting. No, I can't say I've ever heard of that.
I just told you, so you have heard of it, so go watch it. Come on, you watch so much terrible shit, you can watch this too.
Listen, I've watched enough terrible shit, okay? I don't have time for more terrible
shit. I think both of us
shit.
Know that's not true. You make time for terrible shit. You have trouble fitting in the good, worthwhile stuff.
That's actually a good observation, Paul, and also very true.
Yeah, I know you well. We're best friends.
Next question! Dinesh, where's my contract? Oh, wait, that was you. Wait, Dinesh, where is Paul's contract?
Yeah,
That's a legitimate question.
We have a series of you know, contractual obligations that, of course, were settled on Twitter, which is legally binding.
Well, in some states, that is true, though. I believe in New York State, that is actually legally binding.
I'm pretty sure he tweeted me from New York.
I don't know. He's in L.A., so maybe not.
He was visiting.
You got to catch him when he's in the office. VH1 question. If you're planning on getting a job for Eric or Arik in Orb Industries and you have one sentence to sell yourself to him, what is it? My sentence is, I am Groot.
You're a tree?
I am Groot.
Terrible, terrible. First of all, it wouldn't be a sentence. He doesn't speak in sentences. Like, that's clear. He never speaks in sentences. He mumbles about good skin, you know, and shit like that. What I would do is I would be, like, standing there nervously trying to think of what to say, and then I see somebody walking by, and I pretend they were a threat, and I would kill them in front of him. He'd be impressed. I'd have a job.
Mm.
Done. Just like that.
Mm.
My job would probably involve killing more people, by the way.
See, I figured the grammatical structure of I am Groot would be simple enough that, you know, he would understand it. Because if you've never,
I don't think he's a fan of Guardians of the Galaxy, though.
Well, how do you know? I mean, he's in some fucking planet right now, hanging out with, well, you know, he's banging that blue chick with the tail.
You really think that, like, you could compete with a blue chick with the tail right here by saying I am Groot?
I don't know. He would understand it, dude. Back in the day, he was a dumbass. He was like a caveman. Because, you know, Visigoths and Caveman is, like, from the same era, right?
Apparently.
I mean, they're only divided by, like, I don't know, 100,000 years.
Yeah, they were really good at research in the 90s. When they wrote comic books. They were also really good at structuring how people would talk if they can't speak modern English.
Mm-hmm. I think I Am Groot is going to be the episode title.
See, they at that time they hadn't invented parentheses. They had no way to possibly indicate that something is actually being spoken differently than visually represented.
Mm. That's a good point.
All known facts.
All right, last question. You are pitching a new Psylord story. All right, here's the thing. When you ask a question and Psylords is in there, you need to preface the question with, Martin, prepare yourself. Because every time I see the words or hear the words Psylords, my heart flutters. All right. You are pitching a new Psylord story to Dinesh, and he really likes what you're saying. You accidentally shart. How do you wrap up and get away? This is a really hard question, by the way. People are listening, and they're like, that's a terrible question. No, that is a genius question.
It's a simple answer. You don't try to get away. You own it, because that just shows... Seriously, if you're talking to me, and you literally shit yourself in front of me, and you just act like you don't give a fuck, do I think you give a fuck? No, you own that shit.
Oh, bro, I do that all the time.
I'm impressed by you. I am intimidated by you. I do not want to touch you. But ultimately, you know, if I liked what you were selling before that point, why would it change anything?
That is a great point. I do it all the time. I do it at work. Sometimes on purpose. Just to see if anybody will say anything. And you know what? They never do. Now, I'm sure they tell, like, they go to somebody afterwards and they're like, oh my god, Martin just farted. But they're not going to tell you that to your face. And I think if your pitch is that good and you're owning it, Dinesh might even be like, listen, you just farted, but that was a fucking awesome-ass pitch.
Yeah. You missed some questions, though. I'm looking for them. Okay, so here's some other ones. Cheech or Chong?
Ooh, I've always been partial to Chong.
See, I was actually debating this. I probably put way too much thought into this because, you know, Cheech went on to, like, you know, quit being a pothead and doing, like, real TV shows. That's kind of boring. Mm-hmm. Chong went on to just continue being a pothead and doing TV shows. That's kind of boring because he didn't do anything. You know, he just doing the same thing. So I thought about it real hard, and I give it to Cheech for one reason. Mm-hmm. When he did you see the which movie was it? I want to say it was Up in Smoke, where they performed the song Earache My Eye.
Up in Smoke was the best one they did.
And they at the end of the, like, the one really popular Korn CD before they got, like, just really boring, was a Follow the Leader. They had a bonus track where they performed that with Korn.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking awesome. So I'm going to give it to Cheech.
Okay. For that song. Fair enough. I'm still giving it to Chong because Chong, rest in peace.
He's dead?
Yeah, dude.
Oh my god. I probably knew that and just forgot. Robert De Niro or Al Pacino?
Oh man, that's a really hard one. That's a really hard one. I'm going to go De Niro because I met Al Pacino once in New York and he smelled so bad. I was like, how can you smell bad? You're fucking multimillionaire, dude. But he was neighbors with a friend of mine in high school. So I saw him in that apartment building. And he smelled,
so basically,
dude.
What you're saying is De Niro just still has the mystique. You don't know that De Niro smells bad yet.
Correct.
Pacino, that's been broken.
I mean, I think De Niro probably smells bad too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
They're old guys now.
Old they guys are. Just smell bad. I mean, we're all getting older, Paul, except you and I. We're getting younger.
Yeah, you know, I don't know who I'd give it to, because I don't really love either of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dislike either of them. I'm going to give it to De Niro, just because, you know, Pacino's accent in Scarface was terrible.
Terrible. Terrible. I do like De Niro. I think De Niro's a better actor.
Which one was in, oh shit, what was that movie? Was it The Departed? What was the movie where Marky Mark comes in the end and ices Ben Affleck?
I think
it was The Departed, wasn't it?
I know that's the one with DiCaprio, right? Departed?
Yeah, DiCaprio.
Yeah,
Affleck is the mobster that becomes a cop, basically. Like, he's raised by the mobster who is Jack Nicholson. And DiCaprio is the good cop who goes undercover, but
that's
he gets
right.
cut off. He goes so deep undercover. He ends up getting killed by Affleck, but at the end, Mark Wahlberg comes in and ices him.
Yep.
Like, all, like, baggies on his feet, gloves on his hands and shit, like, real clean, not leaving any evidence.
Yep.
Were either of those guys in that movie?
Nope.
Ah, oh, fuck them both, though.
They're doing a sequel to that movie, too.
Ah, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I want to watch that movie again.
Yeah, the part is really fucking good.
Yeah. I mean, I just loved that ending. I mean, it was like, it was one of those movies that you knew was destined to just end badly in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was no way they were going to end that movie in a happy way for Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? I got to say, for them to, like, have a movie where you don't want him to end up dead... Like, he came a long way to get to that point, because most mm-hmm. of his career, you, like, were kind of hoping he would die in every movie.
Yep.
I mean, Titanic, you're like, yes.
Yes, finally.
Yeah, finally. The Kate Winslet's not tied down by that douchebag. You know? I think it was The Aviator was the turning point, where he, even though he looked like a 14-year-old boy, convinced you he was an old man.
Dude, that's the weird thing. Like, he always looked like he was 12. Until, like, maybe the last, like, 5 to 10 years. Well, he still looks, like, really young for his age, but he's going,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, but now he looks like an adult.
Well, yeah, he looks like an adult, right? Like, his facial shape has changed a little bit. He's got this weird-ass fucking beard. Like, his hair's out of control. He kind of looks like a bum, let's be real. You know what? Maybe that's what the thing is, dude. Maybe when you have so much money, you just start looking like a bum. Like Al Pacino. And just never shower.
I feel like that conversation went good places. So everybody who's been listening, we need more of these kind of questions. Like, questions you actually want us to talk about, those are fine too. We need more fun questions, more crazy questions, more outlandish questions. Mike just rattled off a whole bunch of them.
Yes.
And of course, eventually he got to pubic hair. But you know Mike is going to get to pubic hair at some point. So.
Of course. I'm surprised we're not still talking about turning into dust and going into Harada's ass. You know what I mean? That was the thing back, what was it, like 2 years ago?
he really loves Harada's, you know, nether regions, I guess.
He does. It's true. It's very, very true. I think it's time to wrap this episode up, Paul.
Yeah, because we got a bonus episode to do now.
Woo! You've been listening to the one, the only Valiant Central podcast coming to you every week like it's meant to be. If you're a patron, you'll hear this tonight. If you're not, you'll hear this in like 3 days. But if you're a patron, you also get exclusive content, including the episode we're about to record, which will be out to patrons next week. And for everybody else... maybe never. Who knows? Go to patreon.com/Valiant Central Podcast to find out more. Paul is at Who's Paul on Twitter. I, of course, am at Geekvine. And collectively, we're at Valiant _ Central. Even though Paul doesn't even have access to that Twitter account, it doesn't matter. That's it. Hope you enjoy this episode. Send us your questions.